Right, it's just coming up to 11:37, just a little bit later than scheduled. I'm joined in the studio by Lise Dowler, Simon, Chris Chittix and Megan Dowler. Hello, Megan, in the corner.
Hi.
There you go. She didn't want to be on the microphone, but we might drag her in a bit later. Now, we're going to be talking about Riders Against, who are hosting an anti-bullying awareness event in aid of Kidscape on the 26th of July at the Sun and Anchor, which is in Steeple in Essex. So first of all, we're going to go over to Lise. Well, I've been calling Liz all morning, but it's Lise.
That is.
I've never heard that name before, Lise.
It's a figment of my mother's imagination.
Oh, is it really?
Yes.
Oh, this, it's not short for anything?
Nope, it's Lise.
All right, now I can tell from you, whereabouts are you from?
I'm from South Africa, Johannesburg originally.
Oh, right.
But we've been here for 18 years already, so yeah. I'm very much British now.
Yeah, I could just do a little twang with the accent. Now, this event that's taking place, before we talk about it, how did you get involved with Riders Against and Kidscape? How did you actually get involved in everything?
Riders Against was born from my bored brain, I suppose. Last year was not particularly good for us. So when the new year rolled on, I decided, well, this year I need to do something. I need to matter to somebody this year. And we went on a bike ride one Sunday morning. We geared up, rode 50 miles, had a bacon bap, and I thought, we ride all this way for a bacon bap. Why not ride there, have some music, raise some awareness for somebody nice, yeah, and ride back home? What could be simpler? Yes, indeed. We played around with the name a little bit. It was Bikers Against, and then we found out there were loads of other charities called Bikers Against.
Yeah.
And then we made it Riders Against UK, and then somebody asked us, are you against the UK in general? And I went, no. So we changed it to Riders Against ...
Yeah.
And the idea is that if we do this again next year, that we can just be Riders Against whatever we decide to do next year. And that's where it came from. Megan wrote a poem for anti-bullying.
Yeah.
It was a creative writing challenge that they had at school.
Yeah.
The poem was pretty phenomenal. So her dad's band turned it into a song. My mum told me, I have to get it out there. Somebody has to hear this song. And I thought, okay. Yes. So I contacted the Anti-Bullying Alliance. And I said to them, I have this amazing song. Yes, I'm biased, but it's a good song.
Yeah.
And it's topic appropriate. And would you like to hear it? And if you think you can use it to inspire somebody else, please feel free to use it. And so they posted it on their website. And I thought, oh, hello.
Yeah.
Then I sent an email out to all the bigger charities, but alas, I got no response from them. And we were at a barbecue one afternoon, and a very close family friend of ours, who's a social worker, has been for many years, she said to me immediately, Kidscape, contact them.
Yeah.
So I got home, sent them an email, and I got a reply from them the next day, and I thought, right, you're on. There we go. And that's how it all started.
Excellent. Now, bring in Simon. Hello, Simon.
Hello.
Husband Simon there.
Husband.
So your fantastic daughter, Megan. Hello, Megan.
Hello, Megan.
She's putting things off the wall in the corner. You can't tell at home. Now, Megan wrote the poem. Was she okay with you sort of saying, Dad, will you kind of, was very strict on, did you have to change anything, or did you use the exact words?
To be fair, I mean, when she brought it home and she she read it to us. I mean, yeah, my jaw was on the floor because the message was just so powerful.
Mm.
I actually said to her, I said, right, excuse me, give me that. And I took it to band rehearsal and said, guys, we've got to put a tune to this.
Yeah.
And Andy and myself, probably in about half an hour, we got a tune to it and we sang it and we've recorded it. And yeah, it's a sort of stalwart in our set now. She's embarrassed for some reason. I don't know why. But no, it was just so good. And I think we literally had to change a couple of words to get the phrasing to work. But other than that, it's exactly what she wrote as her poem.
I was going to say, just going back to being bikers, we got Chris. Hi, Chris.
Hello.
How are you doing there? Sorry, Chris Chittix, who's going to be at the Brentwood Festival tomorrow.
I am, yes.
And what are you running at the British Festival?
I'm just running the second stage. I think it's called the Marquee Stage this
yes.
year.
It's where the beer is, isn't it?
It's where all the beer is, absolutely. Yeah.
Very important.
Only the best.
Only the best. I was saying about, you were saying about being a biker.
Mm-hmm.
I think I went out with a biker when I was about 18, not many years ago, and he went round a corner and I leant the other way and I got shouted at, and that was the end of the relationship.
You don't want to be doing that.
So tell us about what it's like, what the life of being a biker is like, and what it's like, what do you get out of being on a bike?
Goodness,
it's freedom,
me.
I suppose, that's it.
Yeah. Wind in your hair, if you have any.
If you have any. Well, I took up biking sort of 40 was approaching, and I thought, start my midlife crisis early, get a bike. Yes. That sounded. Yeah. But, you know, I suppose that's just me. I get these ideas in my head and I just absolutely go with it. And I commute to London, so instead of paying an extortionate amount of money for a train ticket every day, I get on my bike and right,
cut through the traffic, and you see angry people in their cars going as you go past.
Unfortunately, yeah, that happens quite often. I mean, people, you know, there's quite a lot of people who don't realise that filtering through traffic is perfectly legal.
Yeah,
you know, and try and cut you off, and to be honest, the biggest fear is people just don't see you.
Yeah,
you know, that's my biggest fear on the bike. You know, you can have a loud pipe, you can have as much reflective gear and whatever as you need, people still don't see you because they're not expecting to see a bike.
Yeah. That's right. Last week I went on a biker down course that's run by the Hearts and Essex Fire Department, you know, where they teach you to ride more awarely and kind of what to do when a biker is down at the side of the road if you get there, you know, how to kind of organise the first response and so forth. And they did say, you know, do I wear reflective gear or don't I? I said to me, it's all a bit of a muchness because the car driver is not looking for a motorcyclist.
Yeah.
So he won't see you. And if you're approaching against a fixed background, he's not going to see you.
Yeah.
So we always try and make ourselves as visible and as audible as possible when we ride. But, you know, I think we have a responsibility as well to make sure, to think, did that car see me? Yes, no. And then manoeuvre.
Yeah. And it is look twice when you're in a car. It's look once and then look twice because it's the distance between, as you said, not seeing somebody and then you see, obviously, a bike coming towards you, but you don't see it normally the first time.
That's right.
And also, if somebody was to, I just wanted to ask this question, if somebody was to, you have an accident or there's a motorcyclist, you don't take off the crash helmet, do you? You leave that. Is that one of the things you're not meant to do?
No. So from the biker down course, this is what I have learned. Right. If the biker is conscious and talking to you, fine, leave the helmet on, don't touch it. But however, if he's unconscious or not breathing, you need to get the helmet off,
right?
Because it could be blocking his windpipe, in which case he could very well die if you don't get the helmet off. So it's a case of talk to the riders. Is he responding? Is he talking to you? Does it sound as though he's making sense? Leave the helmet on. If not, take it off.
Right.
You know, and we have been shown how to take the helmet off. And they actually do a wonderful job because they run in the courses all over the counties, and they are doing it for free on Saturday morning. So all you have to do is just sign up and show up.
And now, we're going to be playing the song in a while, but let's talk about this event because you've got loads of bands. Riders Against Bullying 2014 at Steeple. It's at the Sun and Anchor on Saturday the 26th of July. The gates open at 2 p.m, music from 3 p.m. till 10 p.m. And you've got a great lineup. So who's going to tell us about the lineup?
Simon. I suppose I can do that.
Yeah, go on. Oh,
it was my responsibility for organising.
Yeah, is your band playing? My band is playing.
Yeah, definitely it. Is. Thank you. Crib sheet of the names. Thank you very much, Liz. Yes.
I do have them here as well.
That's brilliant. I mean, the first thing I would want to say is obviously the response from the bands was just phenomenal.
Yeah.
You know, most of them we've played with before or we're aware of, and it was almost as soon as I dropped the note or picked up the phone, it was straight in there. Sign us up. We're absolutely in. You know. So the response on this has been great. But basically, we've got six bands. We've got one covers band and five original unsigned bands.
Yep.
So we've got Enemy of the Lion, which is Chris's
band.
That's
my actually. Lot, my new lot.
Excellent. Now, that's from 3 till 4. You've got a whole hour.
Oh, yeah.
That's no messing around with 20 minutes.
No. This is a proper
I just hope I can remember all the songs. It's been a long time since we rehearsed. It's going to be fun anyway.
You have submitted your set list already, so
you have to stick to it.
Pressure is on.
Oh, it's a proper thing. You're not going over by the extra song. No one thought.
Yes. To be fair, that's going to be followed by Kill Confirmed, which are a great bunch of lads from the sort of Stevenage area.
Yeah.
They're I would say heavy metal band, but they're really, really good. We've gigged with them a couple of times before.
Yeah.
And they're really, really excellent. They were looking forward to it as well. I think I've had the most communication from them about what do we need, what do we bring, what time can we get there, that kind of thing. So they're really, really good. Next then will be the best, of course, my band, Severed Soul.
After 5:30.
And we'll be on at 5:30. Make sure everybody's there by then.
I like the way you put that in, so then you can actually have a nice break and then watch the rest of the bands and have a drink. I think, is that the
That's
plan?
Exactly the plan. Because we're going to be setting everything up from the Friday and the Saturday.
Yep.
And I think Saturday is going to be a very, very stressful day, because that's when things are most likely to go wrong. But yeah, come.
Nothing will go wrong.
Nothing
will go
wrong.
Thanks, Chris. That's not what you said, does it?
We will build it.
You've got a break from 6:30 till 7 for food and a chill out and a walkabout.
Indeed,
and then you're back
this.
In with the music at 7.
We're back in with the music at 7, yes. So we've got Freeway Mad, who are an excellent bunch of college kids. They're coming all the way from sort of the Reading area.
Yeah. Yep.
Again, we gigged with them a couple of months back, and you know, when we just mentioned we're thinking about doing this, I said, oh, heck, sign us up. Absolutely, we'll be there. And that's good, sort of old school rock. Very, very, very good. Following on from that, then, is Breaking Illusion, which is Chris's son's actually drummer in.
Yes.
Yes, indeed.
Yes.
They are excellent. I'm not sure. We haven't quite decided what genre they
I don't think they know, quite honestly.
No, indeed, indeed.
I mean, it's only because you guys sort of met a gig, really, wasn't it?
Exactly.
Sometime that's how I met Simon.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, we gigged, it's probably about a year or a year and a half ago now, I think.
Shall we call it Unidentified Alloy?
Well, they class themselves as progressive rock metal, which is a bit of a mixture, but
But no, they're an excellent bunch of lads, and as I say, they were first off the bat as far as coming back to take part was concerned. And then finishing off and closing the evening are Carrion, who are actually travelling the furthest. They're coming from Basingstoke.
All right, yeah.
They came to us on recommendation from the boys at Freeway Mad, actually. And as soon as I went on their Facebook page and I read their genre of drunken, rusty, heavy metal, I thought, no, I've got to have these guys. And so they're going to give us an absolute raucous finish to the evening.
And the tickets are £5. You can go on to all the W's, wegottickets.com to get your tickets. And it's 50 pence booking fee, which is great. So it's £5.50. All the proceeds are going to be going towards the charity.
Indeed.
And how many people are you hoping to get coming along to the event?
Oh, I'd love to have thousands. But to be fair, you know, we were expecting hopefully between 100 and 150, hopefully. I mean, Chris has been doing a great job of promotion via Facebook.
I've been bullying a few people.
Bullying a few people. And hopefully, you know, like today and things like that will help.
Just and get what about Facebook as well? You've got your Facebook page.
Indeed, we've got Facebook, so the normal facebook.com/ riders against.
Yep.
The link to the tickets on there, and there's also links to all the various band pages and things on there as well that people can go and listen and get a bit of a preview of what they're going to get.
All right, we're going to finish with the song, but we're just to mention again, it's Riders Against Bullying 2014 at Steeple at the Sun and Anchor, Saturday the 26th of July at the gates open at 2 p.m. music from 3 p.m. right the way through till 10:30. There'll be loads of places to park your bike as well, so don't have to worry if you turn up on your bike, you'll be absolutely fine.
Absolutely.
And there's food as well, drink, bands.
Absolutely, the pub's putting on a beer tent and food. There's going to be loads of parking for bikes because we're going to try and keep the cars off the field, so that if you are on your bike, you've got lots of parking. There's camping as well overnight on the Saturday.
Yeah, and
if I can
just say that having been to the PNC rally that was held there, I kind of looked at this loss and I thought, camping happens at a sedate pace. You know, it's kind of put your tent up, put the welcome up, have a cup of tea and everything like that. So we have amended the gate opening time to 3 o'clock on Friday afternoon for
camping,
the people who are camping.
Yep.
So they're more than welcome to come and put their tent up. Colin at the Sun and Anchor, he said, yes, we will water and feed them, not a problem. So it's all good. So if you want to come early, you can.
Oh, excellent, excellent. Now, Megan, are you going to introduce the song that you wrote, really?
Yeah. Yeah, come on over here.
You've got to come much closer to the microphone.
And your dad's pinched, quite frankly, really. So it's Megan Dowler. Hello, love.
Hi.
Are you a singer as well? Do you do a bit of music too?
Yes, I am a singer.
See, what you want to do is just say to Dad, like, get off the stage, Dad. This is my song. I'm going to sing it. Do you reckon you can do that for the weekend? Do you reckon you can do it?
I think that is a cracking idea, Michelle.
I think it is.
Never going to happen.
And that told me. Right, do you want to introduce the song and then we're going to play it for you? So thanks very much for coming in. Don't forget, it's the 26th of July. Kickoff, it's at 2 p.m. Music from 3 till 10:30. You can go do the camping the day before from 3 o'clock, and it's going to be at the Sun and Anchor in Steeple. So there you go, Megan. Introduce your fantastic song.
Okay, this song is by Severed Soul, and it's Girl with Black Hair.
I'll let you know where you can download as well.
Stare. Alone in her darkness, where no one would care. slow.